reason for the name change has been sort of rather delayed because it was encouraged and suggested by our colleagues at Falmouth Coast Guard headquarters and also the harbour office in Padstow, because their patrol vessel that monitors activity on the Camel Estuary and out past Pentire Point, that is also called Stepper Point. So people contacting us, whether it's visiting yachtsmen or commercial fishing boats, or as you know, the Camel Estuary, anything that floats goes up and down there in the summer. If they contact us, or if they try to contact us from the shore, the Coast Guard will know that it's Stepper Point. But of course, majority of visitors know Padstow, but they don't know where Stepper Point is. So if they're trying to alert the Coast Guard to a situation, we will give visual observation of that, but the visiting person won't have a clue where they're talking about. And if we're trying to get a lifeboat or a helicopter or a land-based search and rescue motor to a situation, we need to be able to tell them exactly to that point. And unfortunately, as I say, it could cause a delay, life and limb, whatever it might be.
And although this is a little distance up the coast from Newquay, it's important because our fishermen, our vessels that come out of Newquay Harbour will actually be under your watch.
Several of your local boats come to us regularly for work in the boatyard and further up the Camel to Wadebridge. There's a boatyard there and there's on the slipway where they're having routine maintenance or a repaint or whatever it might be. And also the dive boats that you have in Newquay, they tend to overwinter when they're not taking dive parties out. They tend to come to Padstow because obviously a much more sheltered harbour.
Remind us about the organisation and what you do and how it's funded, please.
NCI Coast Watch was born in adversity because two fishermen drowned unnecessarily under a derelict Coast Guard station. Difference between Coast Guard and Coast Watch. Coast Guard are professional, we are volunteers. But that was on Bass Point on the Lizard, and the local people there said this isn't going to happen again. So they built or they rebuilt the Coast Guard station, and literally it started with a couple of people in a deck chair with a mobile phone and a pair of binoculars. It's grown to nearly 3,000 volunteers all around the coast of England and Wales, and we now have, I think, 62, coming on 63 active stations, 7 days a week, 52 weeks of the year, unless, like Storm Darragh, it is impossible or inadvisable for safety reasons for our watchkeepers to attend watch that day. I would emphasise we are the eyes along the coast. We do have electronic monitoring, but as I say, we would have the same as Falmouth have got on their giant screens. We've got a small tablet and a PC, but they have the same dot on the map as we have. We have £3,000 worth of binoculars that can give you the name of the boat, the call sign it's on, the situation, the geographical location, exactly where that incident is taking place and what the current situation is, which you're not going to get from a computer screen.